On Saturday, November 23rd in Arcadia, lots of people are going to be literally changing the world by discussing new ideas. You're invited to be a part of that. Joining me in studio right now, Renee Shaw, co-organizer of TEDxPCC, PCC's first ever TED Talks. Renee, welcome back.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. This is getting exciting. 38 days until TED Talks PCC. What has been happening for you in the time since we last spoke? We last spoke in September. What have been some of the new developments with getting ready for TED Talks?
Oh, it's definitely been gaining momentum and also extremely nerve-wracking that it's coming up. But our program is really coming together, you know, just lining up when our speakers can be talking about, having those rehearsals. When one of our speakers was practicing Jodi, we were sitting there, we were listening, like, you know, jaws dropping. We're like, you know, the main TED website, you know, they're going to love this. Everybody's going to love this. You know, she had you laughing, and then she had you crying, and then she had you laughing again. And here we are, we're able to work with these people and just seeing all the logistics come together. You know, hearing, you know, today waking up and hearing, you know, we got 200 followers on Twitter yesterday. We're like, what? Okay. In one day, you know, like things like that happening and just, you know, people talking and somebody heard from somebody that, you know, TEDxPCC is going to happen and that all these amazing, amazing speakers are going to be giving the talk of a lifetime.
And they have 18 minutes, which should do it.
Yeah.
For anybody that didn't know TED, Technology, Entertainment, and Design, would you tell us a little bit of a background for anybody that didn't hear us previously?
So, TED, Technology, Entertainment, and Design, they are a global nonprofit, and their motto is Ideas Worth Spreading. So what they do is they get the leading thinkers and doers to give an 18-minute talk of a lifetime. They film it, and they put it online for the world to see. And sometimes it's maybe not the headline name, but it's someone who's maybe more of an underdog but really has a story to tell. And so what they're doing is they're allowing for anybody to be able to hear these cutting-edge ideas, these inspiring ideas, these new, different, quirky about how to live life, and anybody can watch it. And it's just amazing that, you know, there's that equilibrium of education really happening.
You have how many speakers set so far for TEDxPCC?
We have 14.
How exciting. And tell me a little bit, would you, about some of the presentations we're going to hear.
Okay, so we have three sessions, science, education, and social justice. So in our science segment, we have Adam Stelzner. He is the director of the Mars Curiosity Project for the landing. So the 7 minutes of terror when the Mars rover, it went offline just before his landing on Mars. JPL, NASA, they lost communication and contact, and they knew they were going to, so they had to plan those 7 minutes perfectly to be able to land and execute. And so the director of that whole landing, he'll be speaking. We also have William Pomerantz. He is the vice president for Virgin Galactic, you know, talking about the world's first space line.
Wow. Yeah. As in take a flight into space as opposed to flying on an airline.
Yeah, you know, just for fun.
For fun. What about the education part?
Education, we have Oliver Sakat. So he's working at the USC's Innovate. And so it's a hybrid high school. And so what they're allowing for people to do, or for high schools to do, is they're outfitting these high schools to be completely outfitted with high quality technology. So each student, it'll be a very intuitive, relaxed room, casual, where they'll all be working on their projects. They'll be on the computers. And then simultaneously, data will be sent to the teacher. So let's say you're stuck on, you know, some, you know, section on calculus, maybe absolute value or something like that. And then the teacher can see that you're having trouble, and then they'll come over and they can help you. So everybody is allowed to work at their own pace. There's no pressure. And then the rooms they're done so that they're all catered to each student, and then also being able to bring that to all different facilities and locations because they're working on making it streamlined, inexpensive. He was also nominated for Teacher of the Year in 2006. We also have Eric Grandman and Brett Bushnell, so they're working with Two Bit Circus, and their whole focus is on how to make education fun.
Tell me a little bit about Too Big Circus, because I was looking at your video online. It's like, wow.
Right. So as is in the name, it's, you know, circus. It's all about having fun, having interactive games. So they were featured in one of OK Go's music videos where they had this whole domino effect of, you know, one thing would hit one thing would hit one thing. And there's this huge, like, engineering project, you know, or they make, you know, reinvent games like, you know, the old spaceship games where you shoot at things. And you can do it in real life. You're like, now you're sitting on a chair and you're shooting at things on the floor that's moving around in the room. And so it's this whole different interactive experience with education where you're learning, but you're living it and you're just having fun and you're laughing. And yeah, they're definitely some up and coming entrepreneurs, and we're really excited to have them.
That would be great. And I'm seeing more and more of a blurring of the lines between entertainment and education and more of a personalization to each person. I think that's pretty exciting for the future.
Oh, me too.
What about the social justice aspect that you have?
Well, the social justice, because TED is very oriented in helping people or being progressive and kind of moving the world and allowing for that change to happen, we're like, okay, we'll do a social justice. So one of our speakers, Jason, he's a student activist. He's all about how, you know, a single student can make a change.
I think I might know him. He's the one in Long Beach City College, right?
Yeah.
He got the Board of Trustees pretty much thrown out.
Well, he got it on recall because they weren't serving the students. And so, you know, the whole point is, you know, not to, like, necessarily evict people, but it's like he saw something that wasn't working. And it might seem like a colossal task to be able to do, you know, to be able to make a change. But, you know, he saw that it wasn't working for the students. He saw that. And he was like, you know what, I'm going to make a change. I'm going to make it happen. And you know, yeah, he was a community college student. Yeah.
When we come back, I'd like to know more about that, and our listeners would definitely like to know. You and I are listening today to Renee Shaw, co-organizer of TEDxPCC, happening at Arcadia Performing Arts Center, November 23rd. We'll be right back with more here on Over Coffee. This is Dot Cannon on LancerRadio.org.